This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah scheduled to address the UN General Assembly on September 24th, head of government to call on global community for climate justice to Nepal. Lawmakers draw government's attention to restoration of EGP system including rescue and rehabilitation of Bhotekosi flood victims. Government plans to bring 5 special packages to make national economy dynamic. And US marks 25th anniversary of September 11 attacks with memorial ceremonies honoring victims. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah is scheduled to address the 81st session of UN General Assembly on September 24th. The high-level deliberation in UNGA is conducted from September 22 to 28 in New York, USA. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared that the theme for the UN General Assembly this year is Restoring Trust, Managing Transformation, a United Nations that delivers for all. As per information received from the UN, the General Assembly will be addressed by 81 heads of state and 50 heads of government, including Nepal. Secretary at the Foreign Ministry Amrit Bahadur Rai informed the media that the UNGA this year would be a significant opportunity for Nepal to present the priority agenda of the government formed after last year's Gen Z movement that followed successful election and huge mandate to the international community. Rai said Prime Minister Shah would make a presentation in the UNGA drawing world attention on recurring loss of lives and property owing to climate change. The government is planning to call on the global community for climate justice to Nepal, including emergency support and proper compensation from the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage, FRLD. The issues to share before international community through the World Forum are Nepal's contribution to world environment through nature-friendly lifestyle, over 46% forest coverage, Himalayas and river systems. Nepal is also planning a side event, Sagarmatha to the Sea, a call to action for a climate resilient future focusing on climate resilience during the UNGA in addition to its participation in various side events and high-level discussions to be organized by the UNGA. In the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, lawmakers drew the government's attention to public procurement, safe motherhood and disaster management. Speaking in the meeting yesterday, Chief Whip of the Nepali Communist Party, Yuvraj Dulal, urged the government to immediately restore the electronic government procurement or EGP system, saying its shutdown has affected public contracting at all 3 levels of government. He also called for an investigation into the alleged hacking of the system. Likewise, Rashtriya Swatantra Party's lawmaker Toshima Karki demanded free maternal health services throughout pregnancy and childbirth and called for immediate implementation of the no denial in labor policy. Other lawmakers raised concerns over the rescue, relief and rehabilitation of Bhotekosi flood victims and disaster risk near the Daubadi iron mine. Meanwhile, the House Business Advisory Committee recommended the House agenda through October 1st. Prime Minister Balendra Shah and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon have held a telephone conversation yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Shah shared that search, rescue, relief and rehabilitation tasks have been intensified after Bhotekosi flood, adding that search for missing foreigners, including citizens of New Zealand, has been given high priority. Prime Minister Shah also extended gratitude towards his counterpart Luxon for humanitarian assistance of around $2 million New Zealand dollar, according to Prime Minister Shah's secretariat. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says the government is preparing 5 special packages to make the economy more vibrant and accelerate recovery. Addressing the 28th annual general meeting of the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Dr. Wagle said work is underway on packages covering key areas of the economy. Under the first package, the government is focusing on recovery and rehabilitation following damage caused by the Bhotekosi flood. Studies have been conducted to provide relief and support to affected industries, businesses and the general public. Likewise, the second package will address the sluggish capital market with a 10-to-12-point policy reform plan expected within a week. The third package will focus on reviving the private sector. Under the fourth package, the government is prioritizing efforts to remove Nepal from the FATF grey list. The fifth package aims to mobilize international financing for reconstruction following the Bhotekosi flood. Newly appointed Chargé d'Affaires of the United States of America to Nepal, Megan Bolden, has paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal. During the meeting held at the Foreign Ministry yesterday, she paid tribute to those who lost their lives in the Bhotekosi flood, sharing that the U.S. government has solidarity towards the government of Nepal and Nepali citizens during this difficult hour. The Chargé d'Affaires said the U.S. government was ready to support Nepal in its relief, rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts in the situation surfaced after the flood. Three separate committees have begun investigating the incident in which a pregnant woman gave birth on the roadside outside of the Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital in Rajbiraj. The three committees formed by the Ministry of Health and Food Safety, District Administration Office and Madhya's Provincial Assembly will investigate the incident and submit their reports within 7 days. 29-year-old Babita Paswan of Rajbiraj Municipality reportedly left the hospital to arrange 3,200 rupees for medical tests before giving birth near the hospital entrance. Meanwhile, Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Ranjit Jha said six staff members on duty, including health workers, a security guard and a sanitation worker, have been suspended pending the investigation. The Prime Minister Disaster Relief Fund recorded a total deposit of 13.23 billion rupees yesterday. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers shared information that as of 5 p.m. yesterday, the total balance in various 9 bank accounts the government shared for collection of relief amount was 9.68 billion rupees. Similarly, the dollar accounts in 2 banks designated for relief amount had a deposit of 23.28 million U.S. dollars. 1 billion rupees was released from the fund to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority for the survivors of the Bhotekosi floods a few days back. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garna kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Department of Immigration has made arrangements whereby the foreign travel details would be accessible through the Nagarik app. Issuing a press release yesterday, the department announced the new arrangement for Nepali citizens to receive details international arrival and departure through the Nagarik app with an objective of making its services more secure, organized and technology friendly. With the implementation of this arrangement, the compulsion for service seekers to be physically present or submit applications physically at the department to obtain travel details has ended. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has marked the 25th anniversary of the September 11 attacks, honoring nearly 3,000 people killed when hijacked planes struck the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. President Donald Trump attended a memorial ceremony at the Pentagon, while Vice President J.D. Vance joined a ceremony in New York attended by former Presidents George W. Bush, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton. Moments of silence were observed at the times of the attacks, while the names of the victims were read out at the World Trade Center site. Commemorations were also held in Pennsylvania, where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed after passengers resisted the hijackers. The anniversary also honored people who later died from illness linked to dust and smoke from the attacks. Events were held in several countries, including Britain, Canada, and Italy, to remember the victims and emergency responders. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions throughout the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan areas. The hilly areas are likely to receive moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at many places. Likewise, moderate rainfall is also likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Kosi, Lumbini, Sudur Paschim provinces and at a few places in Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, the hilly areas of Gandaki and Karnali provinces and the Tarai areas of Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah scheduled to address the UN General Assembly on September 24th. Head of the government to call on global community for climate justice to Nepal. Lawmakers draw government's attention to restoration of EGP system, including rescue and rehabilitation of Bhote Kosi flood victims. Government plans to bring 5 special packages to make national economy dynamic. And U.S. marks 25th anniversary of September 11 attacks with memorial ceremonies honoring victims. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.